yesterday, Mace, which is Motorcyclists Advocating Child Empowerment, had their very first show and shine. And it was at the Rocky Glen to raise money for the Gladdy Children's Ward. And g'day to Alex, who was a big part of this, or big part of Mace. Well, he's known as the Joker within the group. Hello, mate.
Hey, hey, how you going, mate?
Why are you known as the Joker, or is that just so obvious?
Oh, I think it might be obvious, mate. It just happened.
Yeah.
Oh, mate, I've been with Mace for about 7 years, and any new members, you get a road name, and if you don't pick your own road name,
they give you one.
For you.
Yeah,
we'll give you one. And basically mine was, I was a new guy showing up, and basically it was, oh, who's this Joker? Yeah, oh, that'll do.
Ah, fair enough. Now, mate, yesterday was the very first show and shine for the Gladstone Children's Hospital. It was at the Rocky Glen, and when I got there, I went, wow, this is good. But it was double the expectations, what you guys thought it was going to be, eh?
Oh, exactly. We thought it was just going to be like a small little show and shine, you know, like maybe about 10, 15 bikes or so and same amount of cars. But, yeah, we were totally blown away by people coming out of the woodwork. It was just so great to see.
Tell us a couple of little stories. You went out to Monto to a cafe out there, and they chipped in some money?
I got a phone call from the new owner of the Duck Inn Cafe out at Monto, and myself and one other road out there, because they had a little show and shine out there on the Saturday, and we went out to support it, and he gave us a massive donation of $2,000 to go towards the hospital. So massive shout-out to Greeny out there, the Duck Inn Cafe at Monto.
All right. If you're going through Monto, make sure you duck in to the Duck Inn with Greeny.
Exactly.
Have a feed, coffee, whatever. Good on you. And, mate, some other major sponsors too with money.
We've had Rio Tinto get on board, Boyne Smelters, Reef City Motors, McCosker's, Raymond Excavations. They did a two-for-one deal. All the workers there done a massive donation, and then the management turned around and said, well, whatever you guys donate, we'll match.
Wow.
And that ended up coming to about $2,000 as well. So the businesses and the people of this community, it's just blown us away.
Yeah.
It really has.
Now, mate, money to raise for the Gladstone Children's Ward, for your target was $9,000. How'd you go?
Well, just a little bit over 9,000. We got a smidge under 20.
Really? So, just under 20 grand?
Exactly right. We haven't done the full count yet, but just on close figures late last night, we as close to 20,000 as you can get. It was just amazing. And we've still got a little bit of money to come in. We are keeping our GoFundMe page open until the end of the month. So if you still want to donate, you still can.
What are you hoping to do with the extra money?
Okay, don't want to give money to the institution because, as you know, it'll just get swallowed up in the whole thing. So what we're doing is we've spoke to Larissa. She was the head of the department up in the children's ward. She came down for the day as well. So we had a good chat with her, and we said, guess what? You're going to have to go back and have another think of what else do you need, what else do you want. So we're going to head back up to the hospital. We're going to have another chat. We'll buy the Airflow 3 that we were going to get. We'll donate that, and we'll say, right, let's have a look at what else do we need. They want to look at renovating it, so they need it to be painted. They need some murals set up. They need lots of other things done. So we might engage some of our local contractors to possibly try and do that.
So what's your target now?
Well, the sky's the limit. Like we said, we're going to keep it open until the end of the month. We'll shut it down on the 31st, and we'll tally up everything, and then we'll go back to the hospital and say, right, what have we got? We'll look at starting off earlier next year, because we managed to do that in 7 weeks.
Yeah, no, terrific job, mate, by all you guys and all the people involved with that. Just, it was amazing to see so many people there. The sea of people was just, I think it's going to be a big event each and every year, mate.
Can I just do a big shout out to the police and the fireys who showed up to spend the day there. They opened their cars up. They opened everything, the trucks and everything up, and let the kids come on through. It was good to see the smiles on the faces, and also the Rocky Glen for putting us up for the day. Like, we just totally just took over their car park.
Yeah.
Go on to Facebook to Mace Central Queensland.
Yep.
There's a link there that will take you to the GoFundMe page.
Yeah.
And that'll just put you right through. It's got bank details, all that sort of stuff, and in you go through that way.
All right, Mace Central Queensland. Just up onto the Facebook page and the links there. Mate, congratulations once again. Well done.
Thank you very much, Hamo. Thank you very much for your support.
Oh, anytime. And keep us up to date what happens with the tally, eh?
We will. We will. Once we know where we're going next, we'll be definitely advertising where this money is going, so everyone knows what's happening. And as soon as we know what the next plan of attack is for the hospital, yeah, that's where we'll go.
Beautiful. Thank you, mate. Take care. Have a great
day. Thank you very much, mate.
Socks you can sing along to, of 4CC.